This is going to be a meditation for the earth to help restore balance to our beautiful planet. Let's begin by taking some nice deep cleansing breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you breathe in, imagine and intend that you are breathing in the energies of peace and serenity, of clarity and grace, and allowing that beautiful energy that flows from the heart of creation with these qualities to fill and surround your being on all levels. Imagine yourself now sitting in a comfortable stream of energy that is so soothing, that quiets the mind and stills all except the purity of the heart and the spirit. Set your intentions now, as I do so by saying a prayer, and you may use whatever method works for you. And at this time I call upon Father, Mother, God, by all names you are known, to hold us in a state of grace, to surround us with energies that instill peace and harmony, to cleanse our psyches, our bodies, our beings, and the space around us of anything that would impede that serenity, that peace. And so we call upon the alignment of the Hara line that carries our intentions, and we call upon the securing of our beings and whatever space we are housed in. And we call upon all that is the true and beautiful light of creation to bring whatever energies are necessary to restore balance within us and within our beautiful planet, whom we so dearly love. We thank you for this grace, for the comfort and the ease with which we move into a state of peace. And it is with great love, honor, and gratitude these gifts are received, and so embodied and embraced. Thank you. So it is. So it is. And so it is. And now, if you will, imagine within the walls of your space there is a cleansing and protective energy. Perhaps it is blue, white, purple, whatever color feels right to you. Imagine also that your space and your being are receiving a cascading flow of cleansing energies that wash from the truest part of your being, the highest light of your spirit, all the way through your energy field and stream directly in through your crown and down through your inner channel, your chakra system, into every cell of your body and into every particle of your being. There may be included in that stream the golden white light of the Christ consciousness of pure grace, joy, and illumination. There may be also included the brilliant blue energies that cleanse so powerfully, and the purple energies that provide a level of peace and cleanse that which is other than peaceful. And the liquid violet flame that transmutes everything that is out of alignment with your true essence of pure and perfect light. And as you feel that flow of energies moving to you, through you, and around you, tune into your Hara line, the golden white line of light that stretches from the heart of creation itself, from the source of all life, through the center of your being, through your higher self, through your physical being on the deepest dimensional level, and anchors in the heart of the earth. And you may send your intentions both up that line to the heart of creation and down that line to the heart of the earth for manifestation here on this plane of existence. And so we set an intention now to restore balance within ourselves, to create peace in our own hearts, minds, and beings, and to exude that peace, that balancing energy, to all we touch, to all around us, and to let it flow also to the heart of the earth. And so we can be a still point of love, a conduit for peace, harmony, and grace, and a means by which balance lives both within us and around us. And as you set your specific intentions for your own life, invite all who seek the same to receive the same. Invite all life to be blessed by this work, yourself and all others, without reservation, receiving the blessing of balance, restoring peace and serenity. And so now, as we set our intentions, especially to restore balance to the earth herself, and to all the realms of earth to provide that balance and that peace. We hold that intent within the sacred heart of light. We hold it with love, amplifying it outward and sending it down to Grandmother Earth. And we give thanks to all that is the true and perfect light of creation, to Father, Mother, God, to the many realms who assist us, to all that is the light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it is done, and it is done, and it is done. Now, just remain in that stream of energies, allowing them to pour through you. And there may be many color frequencies that you require for that balance, clarity, and peace. Whatever comes, let it flow to all that you are, to all that is present, as well as all necessary frequencies of restoration, harmony, and balance. Let it flow to the earth below you. And at this time, we're calling on all the devas and the nature spirits, the elementals, all those earth angels who stand with us in honoring the earth and in restoring balance and harmony to this precious world and all life herein. We call on the heavenly choirs of angels of true light, including our beloved friends, the archangels, Michael, Mikael, Yoviel, Hamuel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Zadkiel, Metatron, Sandalphon, and all the others who live in light and who assist humanity, and all those who work with you. We call on the Ascended Masters, the Christ Consciousness, all that dwells in the realms of illumined truth, all that is perfect light. We call on our own higher selves, the purest spirit light of our own beings, to guide us in this activity and in our lives, and to assist in this restoration of balance. We call upon the highest of the high, the greatest beings of true light in all existence. Those who work for Father, Mother, God, come forth and bring all legions of true light. Thank you. And we call upon you, beloved Grandmother Earth, Mother Earth. We call on you to receive, to open your heart to all love and grace that is needed. And beloved Grandmother Earth, we call on you to let go of anything that is causing imbalance within this plane of existence. And we call on all the keepers of the sacred flames of the earth's chakras. And right now, especially the Deva of Mount Shasta, the root chakra of the earth. We call on that stabilizing energy to come forth and assist the west coast of our United States, and to also provide stability in all other places on the planet where that is needed. We call on the keepers of those sacred flames of the Earth's chakras. And there are beautiful places around this Earth, all the places where that energy is held, where the focal points and the sacred sites exist. We call on a letting go of all energies that have caused imbalance, a letting go of releasing of anything that is out of harmony. And we say unto all that is the light to allow a gentle release to occur so that there is an influx of balance that may occur in all those places of the earth chakras. And at this time, let us open the release points where congested energy is allowed to be carried out by the gracious beings of true light, acting rather like acupuncture needles placed in exactly the proper locations wherever there needs to be that release of congested energy, of disharmonious frequencies. And we call forth from the great realms and octaves of true light the beings who are needed to draw that energy through the funnel, which is serving like that acupuncture needle as a means of release. And so let the energies of dissonance, anything that is other than balance, harmony, peace, perfect health, be relinquished from our world as it now flows out into the universe and into the light streams of transmutation that will instantly reclaim all energies that are dissonant, allowing them to be transformed into true light, into peace, into tranquility, harmony, grace. And even as these energies that were out of alignment with the ideal health and balance of this precious and wondrous world are dissipating, are being relinquished and sent out into the cleansing energies, so we are bringing forth light streams of peace and harmony, the restoration of balance, the renewal of vibrant health for ourselves and for our world. And imagine, if you will, that wherever you in your physical form, as well as in your mind, have held those congested energies, those frequencies that kept you from living your light fully, imagine now there are acupuncture needles made of light, completely comfortable, placed in every locality that is a release point for where you have been holding blocked energy. And as you allow that energy to depart your body and your mind, that incoming stream of transmuting, cleansing, purifying energies flowing from the heart of creation are instantaneously shifting those frequencies, and all that congested blockage energy is being transformed, clarified, and brought into a stable state of harmony and grace. And in its place, the light streams carry into you those frequencies needed to restore your own vibrant health of body, mind, and being, so that you and the earth can be in a harmonic of wholeness together. And let that which is beneficial, that which is restorative, healthy, and harmonizing flow into every particle of your being, anchor in your heart, in your mind, in your body, and in the heart of the earth. For even as we welcome these energies, so we offer them to her. And we ask that our crystal kindred in your crystal caves around the world amplify the loving frequencies, the harmonious and balancing energies. We ask that all be restored to a state of balance, in as much as it is in accordance with the needs and the willingness of all souls to receive their gifts of grace. And all of us who join together welcome these gifts. We welcome them for ourselves, for our loved ones, our animal companions. We welcome them for the trees and the wildlife. We welcome them for the elementals, the elements. We welcome them for the many realms of Earth. We welcome them to all the world of nature, receiving that balance. We welcome them. We welcome them for all who would seek the same. And what we receive, we also share with love and gratitude in our hearts. For the ability to share is a great gift indeed. And Grandmother Earth, we instill in you, to whatever degree is now part of our ability to do so, and part of the program for our lives and yours, we instill in you love. We instill it in your heart as surely as in our own hearts. And we offer you all gratitude for your sustenance, for your grounded harmonic of support and security that flows always to us when we are open to receive. And so, from the heart of creation, we call forth the fullness of blessing, restoration, balance, harmony, for peace and grace and love in all life. And we thank you. We thank you. So at this time, in our hearts and minds, in our higher selves, we speak these words. I am the restoration of balance. I am harmony divine. I am clarity and peace. And I am the willingness in all life to restore wholeness, ideal health, and balance to all life, including our world and ourselves. With love, with honor, with gratitude, always. Living in the threefold flame of the heart. We welcome, embody, and embrace these gifts. And so it is done, and it is done, and it is done. Be at peace, and know that all is well. We give thanks to all beings of true light. We give thanks to all the helpers from the many realms. We give thanks to Father, Mother, God, through the Eternal Christ, as we hold now these gracious intentions. moving forward in a stable state, always supported and always sharing that grace. Thank you. And now, if you will, remain in a state of stillness and quiet for a time. Just let yourself be, grounding into the heart of the earth, stabilizing your physical being in oneness with above and below. When you are ready, you may open your eyes, or you may simply rest for a while and let this balancing continue. And we call upon those precious beings of true light who have been assisting us to remove those energetic releasing needles, the acupuncture energetics, whenever it is appropriate for each of us and for the earth. Thank you. Please make sure you drink some water after this. If you wish to take a nap or simply relax, that's a wonderful thing to do, or you may walk out into nature, spend some time with trees or with the ocean, wherever you can, wherever you are, find your place of balance. And whether you travel there or whether you simply stay where you are and bring the energy to you, just take that time for yourself. Have a wonderful day. Many blessings to you.